This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Why is it so easy to clean the fridge instead of doing the one thing you actually need to do, whether it's replying to emails, finishing a project, or finally making that doctor's appointment? We all procrastinate sometimes, but when it starts messing with our mental health or our work, it's worth digging a little deeper. Joining us is Catherine Houlihan, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Catherine, welcome to Drive.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm sure a lot of people are nodding along already, and we've had some fantastic examples of people procrastinating. What exactly is it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to some of your listeners' creative ways of procrastinating their tasks. Procrastination is a behaviour that leads to us delaying starting something.
And why do we do it? What's behind it?
Yeah, it's a good question because there is many reasons. I mean, day to day, we tend to avoid things or delay starting things that we find boring, things that we are unpleasant or stressful, jobs that we resent having to do or that don't have personal meaning to us. A bit deeper down, though, procrastination for some people can be a bit more chronic and can be linked to issues like perfectionism, where there might be a fear of failure or doing something wrong. And also low self-esteem, which is similar to perfectionism, but a bit different in that it's related to having like a low confidence that we'll be able to do a task well.
I know some people say when they're not doing something, they say, oh, look, I'm just being lazy. But for example, like I said before, cleaning the fridge compared to, doing something else. I mean, that's quite an effort to do. So that's not lazy, is it?
No, it's not laziness, and it's not about having poor time management either. Those are myths about procrastination. It's usually about avoiding something that carries an unpleasant emotion, whether it's short-term or long-term.
Now, you mentioned low self-esteem can be a major factor. Can you explain that a little bit more, please?
Yeah, sure. So low self-esteem can cause us to procrastinate because we might have a low confidence in our own abilities to do something well, and that fear of getting it wrong or low confidence that we'll be able to do a task might prevent us from giving it a go.
What about distraction? Is it that we're just, a bit overstimulated now? There's lots going on. Does that play a part as well?
Absolutely. So I think distractions make it really easy for us to procrastinate. So we're constantly bombarded with notifications. You might have just heard my phone ping there on the phone. text messages coming through, emails, breaking news, things like that. It's just all vying for our attention. And so if we're already unsure or not feeling as motivated to get going, then those distractions are going to make it really easy for us to turn the other way for a moment.
Catherine, let's say I am avoiding to do a certain task and I'm cleaning the fridge. I don't know why I keep saying that one, but that's obviously it's something that I want to do. But let's say I am doing something. How do we, I suppose, bring that awareness to ourselves that we might be procrastinating rather than getting sort of hooked in some narrative that I think, oh, no, I must do this. It's filthy. It's got to be done.
Yeah, that's a very good question. It takes a little bit of self-awareness and a little bit of insight. And so I think that the first step in understanding what's going on is to look for patterns. So is it something that you have been meaning to do for a long time, but you keep putting it off? Or are you always cleaning the fridge, even though it's already clean? Noticing patterns in our behaviour is the first step in understanding those behaviours that might be a bit more problematic to us, rather than just the one-off procrastination that we probably all get involved with.
We're just chatting with Catherine Houlihan, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at the University of the Sunshine Coast. If you've ever vacuumed the hallway to avoid opening your tax return, you're not alone. I know that's something that I've probably done. I mean, could it also be, Catherine, just some of these tasks that are just like, oh, I'm just not interested in doing them?
Yes, absolutely. So research has shown that we do avoid tasks that we find boring or that they're frustrating or that they are just unpleasant, stressful, and also things that we resent doing. And I think just a lot of us will have quite an overwhelming to-do list, given that a lot of us lead very busy lives and are juggling multiple demands. So I think having unrealistic to-do lists sometimes can cause us to feel overwhelmed and then not want to get to it at all.
If someone is aware that they are procrastinating quite a lot, and I'll admit I do it all the time with certain tasks, what are some practical steps we can take to try and manage it?
Yeah, great question. So the first step is understanding whether it's a problem. And so negative consequences of procrastination can be things like feeling very self-critical, having negative thoughts about yourself or about the fact that you are procrastinating, feeling guilty or feeling ashamed about procrastinating, feeling depressed or even anxious about the tasks that you have. And so once we've identified there is a problem with it, we want to recognize when we are doing it and we want to understand why we are doing it. So all of those reasons are there, but whatever we experience will be unique to us. So understanding why we procrastinate specifically, whether it's to do with the task or whether it's to do with an underlying issue like perfectionism or low self-esteem. If it is a deeper issue, we can seek help for those problems. We can turn to our health professionals, therapists, self-help centered around evidence-based techniques like cognitive behavioral therapy to help us with these behaviors that we want to change. If it's day-to-day procrastination that's about kind of avoiding the unpleasant tasks that are on our list, we can start to prioritize those tasks. So starting with the most important or urgent tasks first, setting time aside and breaking the tasks down into smaller, more manageable chunks if needed. If you are someone like myself who tends to lead the most boring tasks to the end of the day and then never quite get around to them, you can try kind of flipping your calendar so that you start with the most boring tasks or the most frustrating tasks at the start of the day, and you'll have much more chance of getting those done if you do that. Trying to avoid those distractions, so setting your phone to do not disturb or hanging a sign on your door telling people around you that you just need to focus for some time to get something done. Setting a very clear start and end time to your task will help with that, and taking regular breaks to avoid any kind of mental or physical fatigue that does come with those particularly challenging tasks. And the final thing that I like to do and that I tell others to do is to build in some rewards. So making sure that whenever we are doing something that we would rather avoid, we're building in a reward, motivating ourselves with something to look forward to. We, like I said before, we are all managing so much on our to-do list these days. Mm. Everyone is extremely busy. And so balancing out the more challenging or more arduous tasks with some enjoyable tasks, whatever that might be for you, is one way of making that to-do list just seem a little bit less overwhelming and having a little bit more motivation to get started.
Catherine, I'm just thinking, a lot of people I know, you know, people have said it to me as well, have dismissed it and said, stop procrastinating. But you're making me think there's a bit more. We need to be a bit kinder about it.
I think so. I think it's something that we all do. And then understanding how much we're doing it or whether we're doing it actually for tasks where there could be real consequences, like delaying making a health appointment, for example, or not finishing a really important task at work or an assignment at university. So understanding the unique reasons why we're doing it and what the consequences might be can help us decide whether it's something that we need to change, or just be kinder to ourselves that it's something that we will all do, given the amount of stuff that we're all needing to do and the distractions that we face. And like you said, just be kind to yourself, whether you're going to attempt to change it or not.
Liam from Reservoir says, watched paint dry. Literally, I painted samples on the wall to test the colours. I mean, it's quite funny when we think about the things that we do. Chloe says, decided to reorganise my wardrobe by emotion instead of colour or season. That's a good one.
Wow, that's a great one. And I mean, look, it just shows that the lengths that we're willing to go to and the creativity that we have within us to find ways of putting off those tasks is quite amazing. So if we can harness some of that creativity and that energy towards the things that we do need to get done, then it might make it a little bit more enjoyable.
Just a couple more for you, Catherine. Ben from South Yarra says, made a playlist for cleaning, then made a playlist for making cleaning playlists. I'm glad people have got a sense of humour. And Latham says, my house is never cleaner than when I have a uni assignment due.
That's right. Yeah, that's quite a common one, actually.
Catherine, it's so good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was our Catherine Houlihan, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Psychology at the University of the Sunshine Coast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.